It's a general rule of thumb. Travel only when necessary. Make sure that your vehicle is in good working condition. Make sure that you yourself are capable of driving in this kind of weather. Slow down, use caution, and do not be distracted while you're driving. We do have plenty of snow on the ground. It is being moved, looks like easily with the NDOT crews because it's not heavy and wet.
More bad weather in the Midwest. Another wave of this stuff. Just can't get rid of it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was Sergeant Joe Watts. He was talking about Indiana and some of the conditions there where they are saying 6 to 10 inches. And, of course, that blinding white snow in your face and there on your front windshield. Really, really tough to see. And I think this is just something you got to be prepared for this for probably a couple more months, since we know that winter is most likely going to extend itself through the first maybe even couple days of spring. Hitting the Midwest and the Northeast is bracing for the same stuff, heavy snow, then sleet, and some of the wet conditions that follow it, which makes driving really, really tough. My big fat warning for you here at the top of the show, since we have listeners, so many listeners in these areas, you know it, I know it, I grew up in this stuff, you just got to be careful. And, you know, the sergeant's right, if you can stay in, you stay in. If you have to go out, different matter, but if you can possibly stay in, ooh, stay in. Hey, right at the top, finally, after this tug of war over the farm bill, how about this? Bipartisanship won out in Congress. And the vote in the Senate, 68-32. A $1 trillion farm bill. I mean, there's all kinds of compromise in this. I mean, all kinds of compromise loaded in this bill. So it's far from perfect, to be sure. I just was going through it before we went on the air. I mean, it's a massive bill. This has taken 2 years. 2 years of these fights. Democrats refused Republicans' attempts again and again and again to cut out funding for the food stamp program. And then that ballooned during the recession and made it worse. So they found that common place, the common ground, somehow. Somehow they did it. And now it just awaits the signature of the president. So Senator Debbie Stabenow talked about how excited she was that finally this thing got done. Take a listen.
Not only pride and accomplishment, but relief. And I know that the 16 million people that work in agriculture across the country are relieved as well, because this bill gives them the certainty of a five-year farm bill.
All right, so they're talking about the five-year farm bill and the fact that there was no certainty before that. Excuse me. And then the other thing that happened when it comes to dollars and cents is this security breach, the data breach. And here's a little bit of what Dianne Feinstein had to say.
I want to begin by thanking Mr. Mulligan and Mr. Kingston for being here, because up to very recently, companies would not step forward. Companies would not make it public. I introduced the first data breach notification bill in 2003, and I could not get any cooperation in that data breach. And I pulled the record and would like to introduce the particulars of what happened in 2002 and 2003 into the record. That will be the order. And I am a shopper at your institution, Mr. Kingston. I don't recall getting any notice that my data may have been breached. When would I have had notice? And I would have shopped during the period of time.
So, Senator, we've actually sent out a number of different notifications. And I'll start with the 10th of January when we learned.
But you said, you did not learn. The breach took place months before you actually learned then that there was a breach.
Yeah, it wasn't until January 6th, actually, that we learned that this very sophisticated malware, what was put in our systems, had the ability to scrape card data in our systems. And then we quickly put in actions to contain and eradicate that malware. And then we immediately began notifying customers.
And you said that 1.1 million customers had been affected?
So during that period of time, that is the total number of accounts that we transact in our stores.
Now, can I assume that all 1.1 million were affected and noticed? So somewhere in my record, I should be able to find a record of having been noticed.
Yeah. So we've notified all customers who shopped in our stores or on our websites. Which is a greater number of customers that were affected in this 1.1 million number. We've notified all of those customers.
And when did you do that?
We did that on January 22nd.
Okay. And Mr. Mulligan, when did you notify your customers, and how many did you notice?
Senator, we notified, I refer to them as guests, on December 19th, 4 days after we found the malware. For those guests, which we had email addresses for, we notified them by email, but given the scope, we thought it appropriate that broad disclosure was the best path to go. And so we had very broad disclosure through the media, on our website, through social media, a multitude of channels.
But you did not notify individual customers.
We did not have specific contact information.
So you were depending on the public for your notice. Can you explain to me why? See, I document cases going back to 2003 and 2. Nobody would notify. And I had a bill that was notification, and it was fiercely fought. Companies did not want to notify their customers. And I've worked on that bill. It's not going to go anywhere because of the notice provisions. So here we are sort of again with respect to notice notices. I believe that if somebody has an account or uses their credit at your institution and their data is breached, they should be notified so they can protect themselves.
All right, so of course Feinstein's talking about, and that's why I wanted you to hear part of that hearing, because it affected so many of you who sent emails and who called and were shopping and had no idea that that was happening to them. Remember the problems Target had right there at the counter when you would check out, and people were horrified because then you go through that process of trying to figure out if all of your personal information was stolen or not. And this is becoming an all too familiar problem, unfortunately, in this country. And it goes to what now has spread when it comes to the internet and information that you can get and the various viruses and whatnot that can plague you and certainly have plagued these companies. And that's what Feinstein, excuse me, is referring to. And again, the severity of it is just killing all of us. Stick with us. So much more coming your way next on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
So here we are deep into the new year. I say deep because we're almost into February, and our pal Greg Stepan is in the wings for Men's Health Magazine. What is the thing that everybody talks about? Dieting, dieting, dieting. But what is it that makes dieting so hard? We have saboteurs in our midst, and I really think there are people who are, they want you to keep, you know, encouraging the bad habits because they want to do it. They want to eat the death by chocolate and all that kind of stuff. Greg, thanks for coming on.
You bet. And I don't think it's deliberate, but I do think there are people in your life that can really mess with you, deliberate or not. And here at Men's Health, we say, you know, you got to recognize what those traps are to avoid them.
So is it better to announce like you're on a diet and tell everyone, listen, I'm trying to lose 20 pounds or whatever I'm trying to lose or whatever I'm doing. Just be upfront and tell them so they don't push the extra wine on you and food.
Absolutely. You know, and yes, it's always a good idea to announce any kind of goal, whether it's dieting, job, girlfriend, boy, whatever it is. I mean, you should always tell people because, you know what? You're going to find out who your friends are because your friends are the ones that help you, and you're not friends with the people that sabotage you. So if you tell everyone, I want to lose weight, and they're still plying you with desserts and fried food and burgers and pizza and beer and wine, then you might want to look at them and go, maybe these people aren't really my friends.
So how do you, and you have a story in Men's Health Magazine called Escape the Fat Traps. How do you escape the fat traps?
Well, there's a bunch of them. So, you know, before you even worry about whether the people around you are sabotaging you, you may want to look in the mirror and see if you're sabotaging you. You know, you may say to yourself, I want to lose weight because it's the new year, but yeah. What are you really doing to accomplish that? Did you, for instance, go through the refrigerator and throw out everything that's unhealthy? Because if you didn't, there's a good chance at 11 o'clock on Friday night you're going to find it and you're going to eat it. Did you, you know, part of it is courage. Did you have the courage to tell people around you that you were going to lose weight? Because if you're afraid to tell people, you're sabotaging yourself. That's not their fault.
Yeah, true. If you announce it, then you own it. Sort of like you say it, you own it, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it takes courage to, you know, to say I'm going to accomplish something that, you know, is not going to be easy. You got to have the courage and the fortitude to follow through. And, you know, the other thing is it's really worth looking yourself in the mirror and asking yourself, what do other people think about me? What do other people say about me? You know, if you have a reputation as being a big eater, mm-hmm. you know, I have friends who everybody knows when they show up, we're going to eat. You know, you have to, if you have that kind of reputation, you need to own it. Because mm-hmm. if you don't own it and take responsibility for it and then announce you're not going to be a big eater anymore, then your friends, you've trained your friends to egg you on to eat more. If you don't own that you've trained them to do that, how are you going to untrain them?
Right, exactly. I agree. The other thing is, and do you find this, so you said you empty the refrigerator, which is true, you get rid of all the crummy things, and you just, do you have to make lists and go to the store and get the right kind of food, right?
You know, it's kind of funny. I mean, I'm around fitness and diet nutrition people all the time. So this is just stuff, you know, this is stuff we think about and talk about all the time. We're editors. We're at Men's Health, right? But you know, the funny thing is, it's actually not that hard to lose weight. You don't have to worry about it 24/7. You only have to worry about it when you're tempted to do the wrong thing. And that's not 24 hours a day. It's maybe 10 times a day. Well, if you can begin to understand what triggers that weakness in you, once you understand the trigger, you can remove the trigger. That's why I say get the bad food out of the refrigerator. Get the bad food out of the cupboard. You know, if you eat out a lot for work or just because that's part of your lifestyle, here's the easiest way in the world to avoid eating bad food or unhealthy or calorie bomb food at a restaurant. Don't ever look at anything but the salad part of the menu.
Boy, isn't that true.
Never order anything but from a salad and then two other little things. You can't mm-hmm. have the fried chicken on top of the salad. It's got to be broiled or baked. Mm-hmm. And you always ask for the dressing on the side, and 9 times out of 10 you get the oil and vinegar. Man, you're going to be amazed at how many pounds you lose because you're not dumping all that other garbage in your body.
Do you find, too, that I think everybody has sort of what I call a monster food. Do you have one of those where you just keep yourself away from it because it's just bad? Pizza, spaghetti, whatever.
It's all monster food to me. I mean, I'm talking from experience. I love to eat. I always tell my wife, Jody, if I knew I had 3 months to live, what I would do is pull out a calendar and start planning my meals.
Oh.
So, you know, just because we work here doesn't mean it's any easier for us. I love pizza. I love cheeseburgers. I love milkshakes. I love fries. I love beer. But I don't eat it or drink it every day. If you deprive yourself, I mean, that's one of the other fat traps. If you go on a diet and you think you're never going to eat the stuff you love ever again, you're going to fail. I guarantee you. But if you say to yourself every Saturday night or one day a week or what, make a rule and stick to the rule and make sure everyone around you who loves you knows what the rule is. So if they see you about to break the rule, they smack you upside the head.
Yeah, boy, that's true. I think if you banish certain things too, then you're just going to crave it, and that's not necessarily the way to go. I mean, there's a thing called moderation, right?
Yeah, you know what happens to me the minute I banish something? I go eat it. say it's not just food either. I say that's bad for me. I'm not going to do that anymore. Within 5 minutes, I'll be doing it.
Yeah, I think that happens to everybody. That if you're struggling and you're just not going to have success with that if you throw it out.
You're challenging, especially for us guys. You tell me I can't do something, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Myself I'm never going to eat pizza again, or I'm not going to eat pizza for a month. You couldn't stop me from eating a pizza. And I think that's one of those trigger points. You just have to learn how to manage it. And you know what? You're going to lose plenty of weight and be so much healthier if you only let yourself eat the food you want to eat once or twice a week instead of every day. And the other thing you'll find is, and this is really amazing, if you know that on Saturday you're going to totally pig out all through the week whenever you have those cravings, it's so much easier just to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to have that on Saturday. It will actually satisfy the craving now. You'll stop craving it now, and you're going to love it when you have it. But if you eat pizza or cheeseburgers or whatever, if you eat that way every day, you don't even taste it anymore. But if you put it off till Saturday or one day a week, you'll be amazed at how much better it tastes and how much more you enjoy it.
Yeah. And you have, too. You've got some apps, right? You've got a Get Back in Shape phone app, a free app, don't you, Men's
Health? We do. There's actually an online workout. So if you go to menshealth.com, we've got a free workout there. It's an eight-week workout plan, and it's great. I'm following it. And there's also a free iPhone app. So if you go to the iTunes store, the App Store for Apple, and you go to Men's Health, there's a free Get Back in Shape for 2014 app there, too. And this is the kind of stuff that if you don't take advantage of this, you're just crazy. First of all, it's free. And we have great fitness people here putting this stuff together. We normally charge for this stuff. So get online or go to the App Store and get this app, and let's all meet in 8 weeks and paddle on our flat bellies together.
Yeah, see what it's like. You're not a heavy guy, but have you ever lost weight? Did you ever get build up and get a little bit of a chunky belly and have to lose it?
Oh yes. You know, I just saw this movie with, it was the last movie that, what's his name?
James Gandolfino. Yeah.
And he made it with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it on a plane, and I think it's called Enough Said. It
uh-huh.
is one of the most uncomfortable movies I've ever seen. I mean, it was supposed to be, but it's just like, it's odd. What's going on in this movie is awkward.
Uh-huh.
And what a weird match. James Gandolfini and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, you would never put them together in bed, right?
Right.
But there they are, and he's big, and he says to her, "Can you breathe when I'm on top of you?" I've had that conversation with my wife. I've been big enough to have that conversation.
Oh.
That's just, as a guy, you don't want to have to ask that, and you don't want to have to wonder if that's what's going on. Let's seriously get in shape here.
Yeah, boy, it's and you just got to tell people. You got to spread the word in your family, too, because friends
Absolutely.
And people you work with, but family can be awful as well, just because they'll say, "Oh, don't worry, you can eat this now," and then, you know, you'll be okay and just get back on your diet. And I think that's the other thing. You can't – it's that procrastinating thing. I'll get back on the diet on Monday.
And then the next thing you know, it's next November.
Right.
And you're saying, "Oh, Thanksgiving's here. I'll wait until January." And then you'll do the whole thing again until you're dead.
Yeah, that's true.
One of those triggers is learning how to say no. Learning how to say no to your family. You have to train people. You know what? You trained them to offer you the food. Now you have to train them to stop. And you can be polite about it if you're at the office and, you know, somebody's made a plate of cookies. Take a cookie, break it in half, and hand the plate and the rest of the cookies to somebody else. Eat enough to be able to say, "Wow, that's a great cookie." But, you know, what I used to do is I'd eat 5 cookies. No, now I'll eat a half a cookie because I have self-control, and it's in my head that I don't eat that way. You got to change your head. As I like to say, the problem's not your big fat butt. The problem's your big fat head.
Boy, that's the truth. Absolutely. Greg Stevin, Men's Health Magazine, thank you so much.
It's great to be here.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, very pleased to welcome to the show Cal Beisner. He's the founder and national spokesperson for the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. He's wrote a wonderful piece, and it's entitled, Why Does a Great Oil Strike Benefit North Dakotans But Harm Nigerians? And I think you know where we're going with this when you look at oil and the thuggery and the dictators and the horrible things that are happening to people in other parts of the world, including, obviously, the Nigerians. Cal, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Good to be back with you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And you start on a positive note, and while everybody complains about the economy and whatnot, you point out some great statistics. Tell the listeners a little bit more about what the oil boon has been for North Dakota. What has it done for unemployment?
Yeah, it's connected, of course, to the find a few years ago of what's being called the Bakken Shale. And it's an enormous shale oil field, one of the biggest finds in all of history anywhere in the world. And the find of that oil, particularly the capacity to exploit it, to be able to use it because we can use hydraulic fracturing to remove the oil from the shale, has brought about some tremendous help to the state of North Dakota. Its unemployment rate is just 2.6%, which is far below the national average of about 7%, and that's if you believe the national figures, which I think are very rosy. It's also the nation's lowest unemployment, and it's really about as low as most economists think can even be achieved ever, because, of course, at any given time, some people are in the midst of job changes, and they're not going to be reflected in the employment figures. So 2.6% unemployment rate in North Dakota is just extraordinary. It's been drawing a lot of people. Its population grew by more than 3% in last year, 2013, which is the highest percentage rate growth of any state. So people were running in there to fill the about 18,000 new jobs that came with this new oil find there. And that was an increase of about 4% in the number of people employed there. So, it's been great for North Dakota.
Boy, no kidding. And you compare that and you contrast it with what's going on in Nigeria, and obviously a much different picture. And explain that, and explain why, what your point was of comparing that.
Well, there are a variety of different reasons why it's relevant. In Nigeria and in most other sub-Saharan African, Middle Eastern countries and the like, essentially their governments are thugocracies. They're run by a bunch of thugs, and they will take everything they can possibly take to themselves of the royalties that the oil companies pay to those nations for access to the oil in them. So what happens is you get two things that make a big difference between a place like North Dakota and a place like Nigeria. First, in North Dakota, it's ordinary people there, residents, natives, the native population, who benefit from the jobs. They have the jobs, they do the work. But in very underdeveloped nations in sub-Saharan Africa and the like, tends to be instead that foreigners come in. They have the skills, so they come and they do the actual work of the drilling and collecting and pipelining and so on. And then the second thing is that in North Dakota, because it's part of a democratic republic, the United States, that has a constitution that limits what its rulers can do, and because they are accountable to the population through regular and fair elections and so on, hey, the folks who are in office, yeah, they'll feather their nests as best they can, but they can't. They can't just simply swipe off the top the vast amount of wealth. So in the undeveloped countries, what a big oil find like this does is it just enriches the thugs who run the country, and that means that they are less dependent on the common people, and they don't have to change their policies to do justice instead of oppressing. Whereas here in a state in the United States of America, this kind of a find benefits ordinary people.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, they're definitely lining their pockets. So the point of bringing it around is you talk about what the difference is with Christianity, and I thought it was wonderful, your account of that. And so how do you view it? What do you see as the personal responsibility?
Well, you know, what's crucial is how did we get to be living in a country that has an accountable government that rules by consent of the governed, that has clear constitutional limits, where corruption, though it occurs, I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect country anywhere, and there are no non-sinners to hold any government office. You know, passing the civil service exam doesn't suddenly perfectly sanctify you and turn you into an angel. Nonetheless, how is it that our country, and countries like Great Britain and most of those of Western Europe and Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Japan, and so on, how did they become countries where corruption is small and where governments really are responsive to the people versus so many countries around the world that don't have that? And the fundamental answer of history is it was Christianity. It was the spread of the Christian faith and the Christian ethic example, that all people are made in the image of God, and therefore we can't look down on anybody and say, oh, he has no right to be involved. He doesn't have any rights to liberty or property or to even his life. He's just made to be a slave. We can't say that about anybody. So the Christian faith has been crucial on this. And Dr. Vishal Mangalwadi, who's a good friend of mine, the last name is a little tough to hear, Mangalwadi, M-A-N-G-A-L-W-A-D-I. Vishal is an Indian philosopher. He's of Hindu background, but he converted to Christ in the 1970s. And he's written a fabulous book called The Book That Made Your World. And it's all about how Christianity shaped Western civilization and Western governments so that an oil find in North Dakota benefits the people of North Dakota, whereas an oil find in Nigeria harms the people of Nigeria. It's a great book, and the Cornwall Alliance is offering copies of this to anybody who donates this month. Just go to cornwallalliance.org and click on the donate button, and then, you know, make any size donation. We'll send you a great copy of this book, and just be sure to mention that you want the copy of the book.
Do you think that it's that there's a fight for Christianity? In other words, to keep the principles alive with so many people attacking from from other sides, and this is why you're emphasizing the importance of that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's a historical and cultural and legal amnesia that has taken over much of American society, including in education and in law, that doesn't recognize these Christian roots, though they are very well documented and have been for centuries by historians. For instance, people will tend to treat John Locke as if he were a kind of an armchair philosopher, secularist kind of a guy. No, John Locke was a very, very passionately committed Puritan Christian who was involved up to his eyeballs in the radical, meaning going to the roots, British exiles around the court of William of Orange in Holland before the glorious revolution of 1688. Locke, in his two treatises on government, spends the first treatise building a biblical foundation for his philosophy of government and property rights and so on, and then the second dissertation is on answering the various objections to that and providing practical applications of it and so on. People read Locke, and unfortunately, too many historians and philosophers just treat him as if he only wrote the second of the two treatises. No, he wrote them both, and his ideas are firmly rooted in his faith that the Bible is the Word of God, and in fact, you take that out from under it, his whole philosophy collapses. And on that philosophy was built pretty much the whole modern Western understanding of human rights, and, for instance, the UN Universal Declaration on Human Rights. So you take out God and his word, the Bible, the whole Western understanding of human rights and of government collapses.
Yeah, so well said. A lot of people don't realize that. Okay, again, people can go and pick up the book. And the book is called The Book That Made Your World, How the Bible Created the Soul of Western Civilization. And, you know, you talk about in the book, it's about the Indian philosopher who converted to Christianity. And what's interesting is he grew up with a whole mixed bag of religion, different movements and stuff, Hindu, Buddhist, Islamic cultures, all that kind of stuff, and then came to the West. That had to be wild to come from that perspective and then to make the leap.
It was. And one of the valuable things about this book is that, you know, if you're a fish, you don't know you're in water. Right? You just don't notice. You notice if you get taken out of it. But if you're a human being and you dive into the water, all at once you go, whoa, I'm in the water. Well, here comes this Indian philosopher, a brilliant man who's steeped in Hindu, Buddhist, and Islamic philosophy and theology. And he comes into the West. He becomes a Christian. And this book shows you through his eyes what are the things that we take for granted. You know, they're water to a fish for us here in the Western world about how our governments function, how our societies function, the moral assumptions, the courtesy assumptions, all sorts of different things. What are the things that we take for granted that only came to us because Christianity brought them to us? It's a brilliant book, one of the very best I've read in the last probably 40, 50 years.
All right, so go to the website, Cornwall Alliance, and you can pick that up. As he said, Cal, we'll get that to you. Cal Beisner, thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. It was great talking to you.
Kate, thanks very much. God bless. Have a great new year.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On this show, and a lot of you have volleyed back and forth with your opinions on the climate action plan, the president's climate action plan, and of course, the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is holding hearings to review that plan. And what does that mean for you, though? That's the big takeaway here. So we're bringing back Dan Kish, our pal from the Institute for Energy Research. Dan, thanks for coming back on with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
You know, on first glance and listening to what's coming out of the White House on the climate, what's your initial reaction to it?
Well, my initial reaction is that this is going to be, when the president talks about this being a year of action, as he has recently, and talked about how he's got a pen and he's going to use it, and he's basically not going to work with Congress on anything but do things through executive actions. And then I set that against the backdrop of his abiding commitment on global warming and climate change, I think it is going to be a very, very important year for the United States in terms of where we're going in the future and our energy costs and our energy mix and all the rest. And from my perspective, because I believe in market-based approaches to these things,
sure.
I'm very worried about it, extremely worried about it, because I think it's going to cost us jobs. I think it's going to cost us economic growth, and I think it's going to and I guess from an important climate standpoint, if that's an issue, that it's not going to do anything in terms of the climate. And they actually admit that. They admitted that in a hearing in the Senate today, that it doesn't matter what the United States does. It's really, we're not in the driver's seat anymore. It's China, it's India, it's the rest of the developing world. We're actually reducing our emissions and have been for years.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting, too, because I think this push, this environmental push now for the administration, to me, this is because it's the second term. This is the give back that all of a sudden, okay, hey, there's pressure from the environmental groups. Didn't we help you get elected? So, boom. I know, and maybe that's my stilted view, but okay, here we are. I got to pay this off, and that's why some of these things I think are happening, frankly.
Well, that's always a part of a second term, but it's,
yeah.
Kate, I would add this for another reason, because I happen to be sort of a constitutional nut and believe in, government that has fences around it per the Constitution. It worries me greatly about the expansion of government, because nothing will expand the government more into our lives than justifying all of its actions on the fact that somehow they're going to save the earth, even though they then admit that, well, this isn't going to save the earth. But it really could change a lot of things for a lot of people in major ways across the United States. And I don't think they've necessarily been upfront about that with the American public. If we're going to undergo those kinds of changes, I think everybody needs to be informed about exactly what they are, because these are very, very significant potential changes, and they will affect generations and literally generations after that to come.
Yeah, you mentioned this at the top, that you definitely are about the free market. And when we look at free market policies and what they can do and how they can still encourage economic growth, right? And we look down years from now or just in what's in front of us. Why is that not an impression that somehow isn't pushed out there? Because it is easy, I think, for the two to coexist, don't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, traditional classic liberalism, and by classic liberalism, I mean, the liberty of freedom and freedom for people against government overreach, in essence, basically says that somehow people working in their own interests and making decisions will ultimately make the right decisions. Clearly, lots of people make bad decisions, but the good decisions win out because those people are successful, and those people become models for the rest of us. When the government makes decisions for all of us, when they tell us what to drive, what kind of energy to use, what kind of light bulbs, what kind of shower heads, what kind of you name it, down to how much energy our microwaves can consume for the clock that sits there and tells us what time when the microwave is not running. And I'm using that as an example because they've actually written regulations for that.
Yeah.
In the government. Those things all have really significant impacts on our lives going forward. And, when it comes to liberty, it's a zero-sum game. And if the government is making all those decisions for us, if we no longer have the choice to choose what vehicle's right for our family or what we think is safe or adequate to reach our needs, because people who think they're smarter than us in Washington are putting what they think through their eyes is appropriate as a model for all of us, then we've lost a lot in this country. And, you know, the issue is whether we're citizens or subjects. And our founding fathers wanted us to be citizens and the government to work for us. And I'm afraid that many of these decisions risk us becoming subjects with the government in charge of us. And that's a reversal of roles that I think our founding fathers tried to design a system around. And I'll add that I think that system, by and large, compared to all the other systems in the world, has been a tremendous success. And I fear its loss.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you. One of the things that you talk about, and even I went to your website, and I was thinking this is something that it seems like my entire career I've been covering this, but is power plants closing. And, you know, some people will say, well, you know, this is that needed to close. We need to have, there's one down the road, and it's in an area that doesn't have as many houses near it. But what's the true danger of the power plants, the massive amounts of power plants that are closing?
Well, you know, most Americans are used to having electricity 24 hours a day. And you know what happens when the power goes off. And this grid, which I think most engineers would say the electrical grid that we have in the United States, which has been described as the most complicated, advanced system of its kind in the world, if we don't have adequate supplies of energy that are balancing out, it can break. And then all of a sudden we end up with what the third world lives with, which is periodic blackouts, brownouts, equipment damage, and the like. And the other important part about it, this is the affordability of electricity. I mean, look at it this way, Kate. If the government says that everybody has to go out and buy a new car, because you'll get better gas mileage because the new cars get better gas mileage, and it's going to save you money over what you'd pay for gas, they'd probably be right. But think about the consequences on the family budget about buying all new cars. A lot of us hang on to older vehicles because they're paid for, even though they don't get as good gas mileage as the newer ones. What the government is basically doing, and the administration is doing, is taking 40% of our electricity, which is the largest source of electricity in the United States, and basically banning it. And when they do that, that means that we have to build replacement plants that have to be paid for. Most of these plants have already been paid for, and therefore our electric rates do not reflect
lower.
The cost of a plant. We're going to have to pay for replacement plants. That is going to show up in your bill, and it doesn't matter whether the source of the electricity, whether it's wind or solar or nuclear or natural gas or whatever it may be, doesn't matter if that costs less to make than the existing coal plants are going to shut down. We're now going to have to pay for those additional plants, and it would be the same as if the government came in and said, by next year, you have to buy a new car. And don't feel bad because you're actually going to save on the gas on what you spend on gasoline, and you'd be, of course, arguing that, yeah, but I don't have a car payment. Now you're giving me a car payment. That's what's happening. And that's not how they're describing it, but that's exactly what's happening in terms of this plan, which is why it is very, very scary.
Wow, no kidding. All right, Dan Kish, always enlightening. Think about the cost, folks. That's it. He hit the nail on the head. For the Institute for Energy Research, as always, fun to have you on the show, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.